Given that it looks like we're on track for a breakup of the United States of America, it's important that we start reimagining what a just and honest and abundant society looks like. How do we correct the mistakes that brought the United States to an end? And some of those answers are pretty obvious. Like, for example, number one, you have to have an honest money system. Honest money means the currency is backed by gold or a combination of gold and silver, precious metals, so that the government can't just print unlimited amounts of currency. But there are many other things we need to look at as well. For example, voting. Not just the mechanism of voting, which should always be paper ballots and nothing else. No machines. Machines allow cheating. And ballots should be serialized too, by the way. I mean, they put serial numbers on dollars. Why can't you put them on ballots so that you can't run them twice, you know? But paper ballots solves almost all those problems. But it's about who gets to vote. In my view, as we rebuild a new America or a new Republic of Texas or whatever it looks like, we need to put in place new rules that says, if you don't contribute to society, you don't get to vote how the government spends its money. In other words, if you're just collecting money from the government and not actually paying into the system, if you're not paying taxes, in other words, why should you get to vote on how the government uses those tax dollars? Because that's the main function of government, is spending people's tax dollars. And the fact that the welfare class can just keep voting larger and larger benefits for themselves without ever having to work a day, that's unjust and that's unsustainable. And that's part of what has brought down the United States of America. Some other important considerations are that the Second Amendment must be absolute without exception. Citizens cannot be deprived of the right to keep and bear arms. Whatever the common firearms are of the time, they can have and purchase and sell unlimited numbers of those firearms, whether they're 50 caliber Barretts or 5.56 AR-15s, whatever they happen to be. Because otherwise, well, I mean, think about what's going to protect America right now against probably invasion. It's going to be the Second Amendment, not the bureaucrats, but the Second Amendment. Now, the First Amendment is also absolutely critical, of course, and it needs to be expanded to actually state penalties for any government officials who demand the censorship or the banning or even the surveillance of people because of their speech. Those government bureaucrats or officials, State Department employees, anybody in the government, whether it's a state government, a republic government, a federal government, who engages in actions of complicity with censorship against the citizens, should, in my opinion, face a minimum of 10 years in prison if found guilty in a court of law. And they should be deprived of the ability to ever work for government ever again. Now, on that topic, we need to talk about the revolving door between industry and government. No government employee who ever worked in the FDA should be able to ever work in the industry that the FDA regulates, including pharmaceuticals, because, you know, we have this revolving door. So if you're part of government that regulates industry, you cannot ever go work for that industry. Otherwise, it creates incentives for government regulators to collude with the industries they regulate. This phenomenon is called regulatory capture. And that's what happens. Big Pharma just captures the FDA and the CDC. Or, you know, big tech captures the FCC, for example. It just goes on and on. Endless examples of that. Or the pesticide poison producers capturing the EPA, for example, right? Totally insane. And while we're reimagining a society, we need to have built-in term limits constitutionally that no person elected to government office shall serve more than one term. Or, I don't know, maybe you want to decide two terms. But I think one term and that's it. Go back home, go back to your job, go back to your community. Don't become a professional slimeball politician like Mitch McConnell or Nancy Pelosi or any of these other slimeballs in Washington, D.C. that have been there far too long, like Joe Biden. never worked a day in his life, never lifted a finger to do anything other than corruption and fraud and collecting payola, bribery, kickbacks, things like that. So term limits have to be part of this. I mean, Newt Gingrich proposed that back in 1994, the Contract with America, built-in term limits. But of course, you know, the bureaucrats didn't want it because they wanted to keep their cushy little corrupt jobs and have all their insider trading, because you can't be prosecuted for insider trading if you're a member of Congress. That's how they get wealthy. They just exploit their power, and then they're just constantly running for re-election and pandering to their donors and betraying the American people. Well, that's got to stop. Term limits are the way to do that. While we're at it, we need to learn from the wisdom of people like Jonathan Emord, who's currently running for Senate in Virginia, by the way. And he's an amazing attorney, a patriot, a true American. He's running against Tim Kaine. That was Hillary Clinton's vice presidential candidate. Emord4va.com, and that's spelled out for, if you want to support him or find out about him, E-M-O-R-D, Emord4va.com. But Jonathan Emord wrote a whole book. I don't recall the title of it, but it was a book about how the government agencies have become their own lawless fiefdoms that write their own unconstitutional laws and regulations with zero oversight from Congress or the people. Now, we've seen this with the ATF, for example, expanding the definition of short-barreled rifles to include pistols with arm braces, or how they're just trying to ban all AR-15s, you know, or the FDA expanding its rules and saying, well, this nutritional supplement is now a drug. You're like, what? Like, yeah, we're just going to say it's a drug. Well, how's that? Well, just because we say so. I mean, it's absurd. And this happens at every government agency, especially the EPA saying, you know, carbon dioxide is a pollutant, and therefore we're going to regulate every producer of carbon dioxide. Well, they got smacked down by the Supreme Court over that, by the way. But we need to rein in all these regulatory agencies. The regulators are out of control, and they're destroying this country and turning it into a lawless tyranny because they write laws. There's no oversight. Congress doesn't have the chance to approve any of these so-called laws or regulations. And these regulators themselves are run by unelected bureaucrats who are not subject to being removed by the people, by the voters. So that's got to stop. And then, of course, we have to put morality into the new constitutions. We have to say that we mean it when we protect all lives, including the lives of the unborn. We have to mean it. That from conception, a new human being is formed, a unique human being with its own genetic identity that is unique and different from any other person on this planet. That's a life. And if we don't protect that life, then we have no moral standing as a society. So we have to outlaw abortion. We also have to outlaw mutilations, obviously, of children. And anyone who pushes transgenderism onto any child, anyone under the age of 18, any teacher, any counselor, even parents who abuse their own children and try to get them to turn into transgenders, they should be criminally charged. And of course, if they're in schools, they should be removed as teachers or counselors. But they should be criminally charged, and they should be thrown in prison if found guilty for the crime of grooming children. That should be a serious crime, because otherwise the predators and groomers of society will prey upon your children, and they will turn them into LGBTQ little mutilated demons. And the same goes for entertainment media. If Disney puts out a movie targeted at children, you know, a cartoon, an animation, child themes, and if that cartoon promotes grooming, transgenderism, or pedophilia, then you go in and you arrest the Disney executives. You arrest them. And you charge them with criminal offenses of pedophilia and grooming children. And you throw them in prison. And that's how you deal with that. Now, in terms of protecting freedom of speech, sure, if film companies want to produce, you know, weird, twisted LGBT movies for adults, that's their own business and that's their own market, and I would not interfere with that. But you know, just in the interest of freedom of speech, we have to support the freedom of those with whom we disagree. But when they target children, that should be a crime, because children deserve special protected status in society, with the understanding that they're not old enough to make their own decisions about what movies to consume or what influences might be affecting them. So that's why we protect children. The point is, there are a lot of great ideas of what we can do to create a better society. We can start with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as a really great template. Our founding fathers were brilliant. But of course, because of all the demonic influence today, well, the Constitution has been twisted and, you know, denied by the Supreme Court in many cases and so on. And we need to restate many sections of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, including the First and Second Amendment, the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, and so on. We have to restate it, we have to clarify it, and we have to have penalties for anyone in government who violates those restrictions. So that's what we need next, is severe penalties for people in government who violate their oaths of office and who violate the Constitution. They should all go to jail and should be permanently barred from ever serving in government again. That's how I would say we need to structure a new society. But of course, it'll be a big debate if this opportunity comes up. There'll be a lot of voices, a lot of opinions, a lot of disagreement. But I hope that we consider these issues, because we can't make the same mistake again. We can't let the fascists, the communists, and the Satanists destroy our next new America or new Republic of Texas or whatever it is. We've got to defend it from day one. And that starts with writing a whole new expanded Constitution and Bill of Rights. Oh, medical freedom has got to be in there. The right to say no to any medical intervention and to not be discriminated against just because you say no to a vaccine, a mask, a quarantine, isolation, whatever the case may be. Health freedom must be a fundamental right. Maybe that should be the Third Amendment. But thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. God bless America. God bless Texas. Take care. We've got a lot of new products now available in stock at healthrangerstore.com. Let me walk you through some of these. First of all, the butter powder that's in the number 10 can there, that's been out of stock for a long time. We have it back. It's certified organic, laboratory tested, an amazing preparedness item in that number 10 can. And then on top of that, you can see the apples. Those are freeze-dried apples, not whole apples, but pieces that are also, of course, lab-tested, certified organic. Great for long-term storage, you know, rich in fiber and also vitamin C, which is missing from a lot of people's stored food. In the capsule bottles there in front, we have the Brain Support, which is Mag Plus, which is a form of magnesium, plus Bacopa for cognitive support. Purple Barley in the pouch right next to it there, just to the right. Purple Barley, which of course has extra anthocyanins in the barley. And then we've got this organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. This is a newer item and it's really delicious. It's sweetened with organic coconut sugar and it's got organic blueberries, vanilla powder, pink Himalayan salt, coconut flour. This is really amazing. A lot of people love this mix. Look at that that photo too. It looks super, super delicious. Great job on that. And then finally, we also have back on my desk, we have now gluten-free mega buckets. That's the orange label there on that bucket. It's kind of covered up by the blueberry vanilla. But that's a gluten-free version of the mega bucket. If you're, you know, of course, looking to avoid gluten, you can check that out. Now, back to our website, healthrangerstore.com, we have a whole new store. And if you scroll down just a little bit here, you'll see our lightning deals. And these lightning deals are, of course, time-limited deals, extra savings. These rotate frequently. So you can check back every couple of days and kind of see what we have on sale through the lightning deals. Or you can scroll down and you can shop by category, such as, you know, personal care or preparedness or home products. And you can also shop by health goals. So maybe you're focused on, you know, liver support or joint support or vision support. That's another way to find the products that can best support your health goals. some items back in stock, on sale this week, bestsellers, and so on. So we're doing a great job right now of keeping products in stock for you. We've achieved some good efficiencies in production. And so, you know, we're finally getting some new things in, some things back in stock that have been missing for quite some time. We're still out of the cream powder, the organic cream. And let's see, what's the other one? Oh, the organic cheese powders. Those sold out very quickly. We're working on getting those back in, but the supply chain is, of course, quite challenging right now. We do have the butter powder in stock right now, so that's something to check out. You can look at all of these and more at healthrangerstore.com. And just remember that every purchase at healthrangerstore.com helps support and fund this platform so that we can continue to bring you uncensored, high information interviews and analysis from some of the best thought leaders in our world today. We couldn't do it without your support. So thank you for supporting us. Continue to shop at healthrangerstore.com and enjoy all the amazing new products that we have available and the back in stock products right now in our online store. Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. I'm humbled by your support. We're here to help humanity navigate these very difficult times and keep you as well prepared and as nourished as possible. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.